Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Fort Yukon's only judicial officer has been charged with driving under the influence. Magistrate Dimitri Alexander will remain at work. However, the court system has replaced his criminal caseload with civil cases. Alexander was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence December 20th in the Yukon River community of 600 people. Criminal charges of driving under the influence and refusing to take a chemical alcohol test followed on December 31st. The State Department of Labor was investigating the residency status of a former Pennsylvania judge before he resigned from his job as Alaska Hearing Compensation Officer. State documents confirm that managers were reviewing Paul Pozanski, who resigned December 6th after 2 months on the job. The 57-year-old Pozanski had abruptly resigned June 29th from his job as a Pennsylvania judge, and Pozanski began work in Alaska in early October. U.S. Senator Mark Begich is introducing a bill that would grant the state a share of revenues from offshore drilling. APRN's Peter Granitz has more on that story.
The concept is nothing new. The Alaska delegation has long sought the chance to reap royalty payments from oil producers drilling off Alaska's shore. Senator Begich's bill would grant the state 37.5% of the royalty bids. Right now, the federal government collects the entire sum. He says the state needs to be rewarded for assuming some of the liability.
We know already after this first season, and really season and a half, of exploratory in the Arctic, there is impact. Housing costs have gone up. Water and sewer is reaching capacity in some of the communities along the coast because there's so many new people there. There's a lot of impact, and we get not one penny from Outer Continental Shelf Development.
Of the money the state would collect, 40% would go to the state, 25% to local governments, another quarter to Alaskan Native corporations, and 10% directly to tribes. The numbers vary from past revenue-sharing bills, but Senator Begich says he's willing to change numbers to assure the delegation presents one plan. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.
Two Rivers musher Alan Moore took the lead briefly in the 1,000-mile Yukon Quest International Sled Dog Race that started on Saturday. Moore, who finished second last year to defending champion Hugh Neff, passed Neff at McCabe Creek heading into Pelly late yesterday, but Neff was first out of Pelly to retake the lead today. Last year's race turned out to be a battle between Moore and Neff. Moore led much of the race, but Neff passed him in the end to win by 26 seconds in the closest finish ever. Meanwhile, trailbreakers are unable to punch through glaciated ice along the Taylor Highway over American Summit. Race Marshal Doug Grillo has decided to shorten the trail by 50 miles and eliminate that climb.
You know how you get snow gets that scoured where you can't even put a boot to it? I mean, I'm visualizing that at the steep, 45-degree angles.
After they leave Dawson City, teams will not travel the 40-mile river. Instead, they'll follow the Yukon River all the way into Eagle. It's an older route used back in the 1980s. Officials say it could cut about 12 hours from overall race times. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for mostly cloudy skies today. Areas of fog this morning, scattered rain and snow showers for most of this morning. High today about 37 degrees, low tonight about 25 to 31.